Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we tell you more about cocoa and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
The cocoa or cacao tree stands about 12 to 25 feet tall and grows naturally in tropical climates. Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture eco-representative to Jamaica Dr. Elizabeth Johnson says the tree thrives under the shade of taller trees such as banana or coconut until it is mature enough to withstand direct sunlight.
Your cocoa field should be clear. You should be able to see through it. Breeze should be able to move through.
A canopy with 50% light is ideal.
Another easy way to estimate 50% shade or light in your canopy is to simply hold a sheet of paper. Then you're feeling about half of the sheet should be dark and half light.
Cocoa trees are to be pruned regularly to allow sufficient light and wind to kill and minimize fungal growth.
If you leave too much branches on a cocoa tree, all of the energy of the cocoa tree goes into feeding those branches and not the pods.
Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture eco-representative to Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson. The tree can grow in a wide range of soils, provided that they will be well-drained and deep. The ideal temperature should be around 26 degrees Celsius. Besides the soils and climate, the shade is actually the most essential necessity for cocoa. The tree produces a cluster of about 20 to 40 beans or seeds that bear on its branches in a red or orange fruit called a pod. When the pods are ripe, they are harvested and broken open. The beans are allowed to ferment so that they can be more easily separated from the shell. The beans are then dried in the sun or in a steam drying shed. Cocoa has many advantages as a crop. It will grow well on steep slopes which need protection. It is less subjected to predator larceny than other crops. It is easier to reap and sell than other crops. Animals find the husks from its pods attractive as feed. When planted on the coconut trees, it suppresses weeds, thereby significantly reducing the cost of weeding. Cocoa costs less to maintain than other crops. Cocoa is the easiest tree crop to propagate. There are central fermentaries on the island to process the crop. And here's a fun fact. It takes 400 beans to make 1 pound of chocolate. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Before good food poil, make belly boss. Translation, before allowing food to spoil, allow the belly to burst. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, one should make every good use of life's opportunities. A similar meaning is, never waste or discard today that which you or someone else may be able to use tomorrow. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.